With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the best at doing it is Ryan Wood joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Speaking of the King, what's going on, King?
How you guys doing?
Hey, doing good. Hey, did you get those hickeys yet?
No, I did not. But I got to tell you, I didn't know they existed. And that's like, I mean, there's sliced bread and then there's those. So
Oh, y'all talking about shoes?
Yeah.
I thought.
Okay. Oh, I love Baby Josh's face when I asked that question.
I thought he was going to the drive-in movie theater.
So. I wanted to get a reaction out of Baby Josh. But those shoes looked awesome. I'd sent Ryan Wood a link to these shoes that you don't have to tie. But they look tied.
That picture we took of
But they
shoes?
Look tied all the time. So I thought it would be perfect for Ryan Wood. What about this Packers defense? For me, Tremont Williams pick six, Josh Jackson pick six. That's good. I thought the defensive line outside of Reggie Gilbert was god-awful. In that game against Pittsburgh.
I think that the issue that is overriding with this defense is something that's twofold. One, maybe it shouldn't be surprising because it's preseason. Week two of the regular season, if it's still an issue, that'll be a much bigger deal. But two, it's something that's carried over from the old regime, and that's the breakdowns. The fact that there's 10 men on the field for the first touchdown. The fact that there's blown assignments and miscommunication and that – it's preseason, so that's why it exists, to iron those things out. But it better get ironed out, because you can't have 10 men on the field when the Pittsburgh Steelers are running it down your throat in the red zone.
And that's the thing, Ryan. It felt like – so we've only seen two games, but it feels like the same defense that we saw last year. I mean, it just does. And I know Patton says that they're vanilla, they're running – just base stuff. He want to make sure these guys are doing what they're doing, the base stuff right. But the Pittsburgh Steelers came off the bus blitzing.
They did, yeah. And it is vanilla. And so we do need to have that caveat that what we just saw last night is not what we will see week one from a schematic standpoint. But to me, it's not about scheme. It's about whatever the assignment is, no matter how basic it is, filling that assignment and not having those breakdowns. And frankly, if you're having breakdowns and miscommunication when it is vanilla, it doesn't bode well for being able to handle the assignments when they get more intricate. So there's still a long way to go in camp. I mean, there's a couple weeks, 3 weeks, I think, until they host the Bears. There's time to get it ironed out. I don't think it's a red alert yet.
I don't know how healthy the running backs are, but I didn't want Aaron to play, but he did. Okay, I get that. But why weren't they just seem like is most of the guys hurt? That's why they weren't running the ball a lot, because it seemed like 34 got most of the carries, and then they just wanted to just throw the football. I thought Philbin was coming in to establish a running game.
It's preseason, and I think what I learned last year from preseason is that the run game specifically is something that what you see in August, it doesn't really give a good indicator of what you're going to see in the fall. I mean, none of the rookies looked all that great. Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, none of them looked all that great last preseason. And I don't think there's any question that they had good rookie years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, for me, it's premature. You know, they didn't have Lane Taylor on the field last night. He's a solid starter, especially in the run game.
Yeah.
They had David Bakhtiari play two series, and they didn't have Brian Bulaga, who is – for all intents and purposes, going to be your week one starter. So it wasn't a full offensive line, and they also didn't have Aaron Jones, who's probably the most talented of all the running backs as a pure runner. So
yeah.
I don't think they had the pieces, and even if they did, the run game in August is just not it's a crescendo leading up to the late season, and really the way Mike McCarthy has seen it is that he wants his run game to be good late in the year.
Yeah, I want to go to the safeties now. Kendra Bryce missed a lot of tackles. And they weren't tackling that great. I think for the most part, tackling, I tell people this all the time, the other guys don't want to get hit. They'll avoid you. So sometimes I come to a guy just thinking, how do you get a guy on the ground? I think they're trying to be hitters instead of tacklers. But the safety position has to improve with a week, almost a week into a week before you start thinking about Chicago.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're wrong there. I thought the corners looked better than the safeties last night.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a big surprise, and frankly, not necessarily a bad thing, because, you know, when you look at a defensive football slate in today's league, you have to have cornerbacks.
Yes, you do.
It was a decent night for that position. The tackling was obviously tremendously poor on the first touchdown, but they also had 10 men on the field. So, you know, it was kind of a pick your poison there. But, no, I mean, you see sloppy tackling in the preseason. You need to get it refined and ready to go for week one. I think putting the safeties on notice is certainly fair.
What about the wide receiver position? Kumerow has that shoulder thing. Having tests done today on that. I can't imagine it will be serious, but I guess they're doing tests, so you never really know. But having said that, who's in trouble here from these rookie wide receivers? Because I think everybody just assumes now Kumerow's going to make this thing.
Jamon Moore's got to catch the football.
Yes.
He can't keep dropping the ball. Like
absolutely.
I mean, everything else about Jamon Moore's game looks like it's in a good place. He's getting separation. He's got good athleticism. Mm-hmm. He's got burst. I mean, there's a lot to like there. But you're paid to catch the ball. And for two straight weeks now, he's not just dropped the football, but, I mean, some criminal drops. I mean, some really, really bad drops that you just can't have. So, you know, there's two more games left, and if he can get that turned around, then I certainly think he's – I don't think he's played his way off the 53 yet, but if the way it's going, he could. It was a quieter night for Marquez Valdes-Scantling and EQ St. Brown. Jake Kumerow, 52-yard touchdown against the Titans. Last night, the 82-yard touchdown against the Steelers. All he does is make plays. If he's healthy, which it is concerning that they're getting tests on his shoulder. Talking with him last night in the locker room, he said that it was a stinger and that he didn't really feel it until the adrenaline wore off and he got to the sideline. But it is concerning that there are tests. He needs those to be cleared, obviously. But if not for injuries, I don't know how they keep him off the 53. It reminds me a lot of the very first preseason that I covered with this team back in 2014. And I hesitate to bring up the name, but Jeff Janis, if you remember that month, every single week he wasn't just playing well, he was making huge plays. I mean, every single week. The touchdowns against at the Rams early in the preseason, the kickoff return against the Chiefs in the finale. Every week, Jeff Janis is making plays, and if you do that, you put yourself on a 53. If you show you can be a big-time playmaker like that, Jake Kumerow's done that at this point. So I certainly think he's in a good standing.
Let's talk a little bit more about these wide receiver position, because Trevor Davis still can't seem to get out there on the field.
Not available. You can't make the team.
But at the same time, nobody's really standing out as far as a returner goes.
That's
either,
true.
Ryan.
No, you're right. Yeah, Josh Jackson. I had no idea that he had that kind of return ability, but I don't know if that is something they can rely on all the time. Until proven otherwise, Trevor Davis is on the 53 because of special teams. Now, I think that when you look at the receiver aspect of it specifically, what they bring to the offense, there's no doubt that there's more to like with the rookies and the Jake Kumerows than the Trevor Davises at this point, but until they show that they can provide something on special teams, Trevor Davis is going to have a job. So that's really the key. They have to show that they can provide something on teams, and they haven't yet. Stay tuned.
Let's get to a sports flash here. Ryan Wood, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Hey, Ryan, I want to keep an eye on 85 to the tight end. I want to keep an eye on him.
He looked good.
I like him.
He looked good.
I know that's four tight ends. Yeah, I don't know if I want to ready to get rid of him yet. I want to need some more looks.
Yeah, you know, I think tight end is a three-man position, and he's kind of the fourth.
Look mighty good.
He's certainly a practice squad guy, and yeah, maybe he, you know, he doesn't block, and that's the big thing. Is
I don't care nothing about no blocking, man.
Yeah, well,
who cares about
it? Ah,
Jimmy Graham can block.
Who else?
Good point.
There
thanks
he
a
is,
lot, buddy.
Ryan Wood of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple, convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.